2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got lots to talk about today. We only got 1 hour to do it. Wow. It's interesting how much information we can pack into that 1 hour, though. It amazes me, it really does. Inundating the American people with information, not only telling them the problem, but also giving them the answer. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Jake is in Michigan. He'll be kicking it out of Michigan. Petoskey? Michigan on Thursday. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or go to Bradley Dean, which is Bradley double E, Bradley Dean double E. Check me out on Facebook. Like me if you do. Like me if you don't. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Actually had someone call me up yesterday and say, Bradley, or actually they texted me and they said, Bradley, I just want to let you know that you're such a great leader and we follow you. And I said, no, don't follow me. You follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, because he is the captain of our salvation. Forget it not. Bear with me if you would, because I have a situation. We have our street teams out there. For those that didn't know, you can run international.com as a branch of sonsoflibertyradio.com, actually the other way around. But again, that's you can run international.com. We have our street teams out in the state of Florida right now. And with that, one of our street team leaders was attacked by a teacher talking about lines between church and state, which is nowhere in the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or in the Constitution of the United States, or any founding document, might I add. And it's interesting that she said that she was a constitutional history teacher at a public school, which does not surprise me. But I'm going to tee that up for you, which will come in the second segment. We'll actually get Chase, the street team leader that was attacked by the teacher, and he can tell you the story. And in the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Tim Brown on the radio with me right now from Freedom Outpost, and he's going to share with you the update. If you haven't heard, he can explain it to you, but the situation with the 14-year-old kid wearing the NRA t-shirt. I guess he's in some serious trouble right now, but Tim, you can do better than I can, so please explain.
Well, Jared apparently is going to get the full brunt of the law in this matter. According to his lawyer, the police are saying that he had made terrorist threats and that they could charge him with that, but they didn't put that in his report. Part of the problem is that the police should have never been called out for something that the school did not oppose. His father stated that the school dress code did not say anything about wearing anything that was remotely like the shirt that Jared was wearing. And so it seems inappropriate to me to be calling the police for somebody's wardrobe anyway, unless I guess they're just completely disrobing in class.
Right. I'm curious, Tim, now, so this young man, 14 years old, was wearing an NRA t-shirt.
And he said
he has the right to wear that T-shirt, and the cops were called, and they said that he was making terroristic threats. Did they bring in the terroristic threats only to cover their own backsides because they knew now it was national?
That seems to be what's going on, at least according to his attorney. They said that he wouldn't be quiet when the police arrived. He kept telling them, you know, it's my right to this, this is a First Amendment issue and such. And so then they charged him with obstructing an officer because he wouldn't be quiet and allow them to do their job. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I think as far as his attorney is concerned, the police didn't have a job to do there in the first place.
Correct.
So I've been given the contact information for several of the police department there, the county school district, and the prosecuting attorney, Sabrina Deskins Amick, I believe is how you pronounce her name. I have posted that on our Facebook page, so people, if they're, we've had over 100 people grab that and share it and make some calls. So we put pressure on elected, you know, representatives and those who work in those areas and tell them to get some common sense, kind of like the people up in Virginia who did the deal with the little boys using the pencils as guns.
Right. Can I slow your roll for a second with me, Tim, real quick? I got 3 minutes. I'm curious, what were the terroristic threats that were hurled at the police? I'm curious.
Well, we're not told. They weren't in the report, but the police... Yeah, the police indicated, or the attorney indicated, the police told him they could charge him with terroristic threats, and yet nothing was in the report about that.
Isn't it interesting, now that we see this today, that we have representatives that work for us in government, threatening us to shut our mouths, and if we don't shut our mouths, then they'll make some heightened accusation, and they'll leave it off the report, only to be used in an extortive measure to use against anybody that they want to use it against, to put them in submission to their authority, when in fact they don't have the authority to do that to those that they work for.
Well, that's true, and of course the policemen are not elected officials, but the school district board, the school board is. The prosecuting attorneys, I believe, in some places I think they're elected. I know, of course, judges are, but these policemen, you know, they're law enforcement, which means they should know the law, and in this case they should have told the teacher, look, this is not a law enforcement issue, we're not coming out there.
Right.
But they didn't do that, and so now they're going to be in hot water.
Well, and my point was, I mean, it's like when you come out and you expose corruption in government, for example, a little off kilter, but it's still my point. It's interesting that we have these whistleblowers coming out. Now we have those that work for us, and namely those whistleblowers that are intimidating whistleblowers to shut their mouth or else. And that seems to be a reoccurring theme these days, and I think what happens is when we leave power unchecked, that's what becomes of our elected officials when they're put in that position. Now, let's go over to Virginia really quick. What is the story of the pencils? Can you explain that one?
That one was one where the little boy had used a pencil. His father was a Marine, and he was on the playground, and as a result... he and the friend were making shooting noises with their pencils or whatever, and there was a suspension that took place. The father really made a big stink about it, and good for him. He's a former Marine, and, well, I guess he's always a Marine. But the school board took and reevaluated their zero tolerance policy and came to the conclusion that they're going to not view ordinary objects, pencils, other things that they,
at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I just wanted to call and say how much I really appreciated listening to you guys the last couple of days. I catch you on Patriot Radio. So with my travels, I'm either 93.9 or 94.5. With work, I'm on the road a lot, so I get the opportunity, you know, especially at this time of day, to listen in and get fired up by you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley. Jake is in Michigan. And Petoskey. He's going to be in Petoskey, Michigan on Thursday, doing some live stuff out of there. Outside of that, first segment, we were talking about the little 14-year-old boy wearing the NRA t-shirt, and the police didn't like that. So I'm sure what they did, because they didn't put it in their report, that heightened the accusations because they knew it was a national story already. In other words, they were going to be exposed for who they really were. So they have to create heightened accusations. I'm kind of curious to know what these terroristic threats were. If you'd like to see some of the posts, please go over to Tim Brown's website, freedomoutpost.com. Freedomoutpost.com. It's a great website. Outside of that, I got to tee this up really quick for you. Interestingly enough, our street teams are in the state of Florida, and if you'd like to see who they are, what they do, that branch of the ministry, it's youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com. And what happened is they were out there, and a teacher came out, a constitutional history teacher came out there and attacked, chased the street team leader. Yes, I said the street team leader. I just want to read this for you really quick. For those that didn't know, we've all heard the coined phrase, lines between church and state. And for the way most people take the definition of lines between church and state, you've heard it probably 9 times out of 10. You've heard it from the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. For those that didn't know, lines between church and state is found in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. That's Russia, friends. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, rightly said that the end of the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, is communism. He said that. So when we hear the famous separation of church and state, you have it completely backwards. As a matter of fact, when you go to the ACLU's website, they were busted omitting portions of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law, ... is what they had on their website. But Article 1 of the Bill of Rights says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. An establishment of religion. no law respecting an establishment of religion was omitted on their website. Why would they do something like that? I go on, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Freedom is the right to do what the law permits. Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. The famous separation of church and state, which has today become so familiar, was again taken from an exchange of letters between President Thomas Jefferson. P.S. Side note, Thomas Jefferson was the president of the United States, as was he the president of public schools in the D.C. district. And the two books that were highly recommended by Thomas Jefferson were none other than Watts Hymnals and the Bible. Folks, we could talk about this throughout the duration of the show, but I'm not going to go there again because you know you're being lied to. The Baptists wrote a letter of praise to Jefferson, letting him know their happiness that he was now the new president. In the same letter, they also expressed to Jefferson their grave concern over the entire concept of the First Amendment, including its guarantee for the free exercise of religion. It's not freedom from religion, friends. It's the free exercise of religion. Therefore, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Danbury Baptists a letter, ensuring them that he had no intention of allowing the government to limit, restrict, regulate, or interfere with public religious practices. Completely reversed today, friends. He believed, along with the other founders, that the First Amendment had been enacted only to prevent the federal establishment of a national denomination, and that man had natural rights given unto them by their creator. Go ahead and read the Declaration of Independence. By definition, natural rights was the legal term used in the day, stating that which the books of the law and the gospel do contain. The Old Testament and the New Testament, friends. So clearly did Jefferson understand the source of America's inalienable rights that he even doubted whether America could survive if we ever lost that knowledge. He queried, "And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure if we have lost the only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, not man? That they are not to be violated but by his wrath, God's wrath?" To back up the sobering quote, while the President of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, was also made President of the Washington Public School System, in which he placed the Bible in Isaac Watts' hymnal as the two primary reading texts. And see, folks, just like the ACLU omitting the second half of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, so is the knowledge that's brought forth today in America through the educational system, what should be called the indoctrinational system. So without further ado, we have Chase, the street team leader that was attacked by a teacher in Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. Doing well.
Are you okay? Do you got bruises? Did you get stitches? Do you got a black eye? Do you got a broken nose? Did she belt you in the tummy, Chase, or what?
It was, it was pretty intense, I'll put it that way, but no, I survived, so.
Tell us the story, because for those, you got to paint the picture so people can see the visual. And by the way, after Chase shares this with you, you can go to worldnetdaily.com. It's on the front page, friends. Worldnetdaily.com on the front page, but have at it, Chase.
Okay, yeah. So basically, with our street teams, we set up outside of gas stations and grocery stores, and we're in a suburb of Fort Lauderdale. And we were set up at a gas station. We just had one of our little stands with all kinds of ministry materials on it and a little sign that said, support, the Constitution, or Christianity in public schools, constitutional rights and respect for our veterans. And we didn't see anything people could object with that. So we put that up there. And I was actually around the corner on the phone when this lady pulled up, in her little car. And before we could say anything, I think Liz, she might have said hi, one of our other street teamers. She said hi to this lady, and this lady got out of her car and started screaming, she said something like, never put the Christianity back in public schools. You should be ashamed of yourself. I can't believe you would say something like that. She was just having a fit. And when I was around the corner, I actually thought it was somebody reprimanding their kid for, like, stealing or something. So I kind of poked my head around and thought that it was one of our teamers being yelled at. And so I just whipped out my camera right away, just because we want to be safe. I mean, with anything like that that goes on, we just want to make sure we're covered. and that's where the video starts. If you go on WorldNet Daily, you can see the video clips that we've got. I got like a half an hour worth of video, but we kind of shortened it down there for the deal. But anyway, she kept on screaming.
So hang on a second. So you had the audacity, one of your street teamers had the audacity to say hello to this lady.
Obviously, that was a little too much for her.
That's pretty extreme, yep.
That must have been proselytizing or something. I don't know.
It's over the top, right? Chase. Absolutely, yeah. Go for it.
But she started screaming, and then she saw me pull out my camera. She says, oh, you can do whatever you want. Take the pictures, you know, put them on YouTube. Go ahead. And then I asked her, and she says, because I know my constitution, and it says separation of church and state. I'm kind of paraphrasing. I can't remember exactly how she said it. But I asked her, like, where is separation of church and state in our constitution? And I told her I had one right here. If she could show it to me. And she said that she was going to call the cops. She said on the phone, you can see on the video, she says, I have a real problem with Christians. And somebody actually came out of the store and tried to calm her down and say, oh, well, they have the freedom to be out here. They have the freedom to speak their mind. And she even says later, I have the freedom of speech, but you can't do what they're doing.
Oh, okay. So the tolerant ones are telling you what you can say and what you can't say. And if you say anything that they disagree with, all of a sudden they become hostile towards you.
Obviously.
I mean, totalitarianism, again, my friend.
Exactly. And, I mean, the scariest part is she's a teacher. I mean, it's like if she's filling kids' heads with this kind of ideology, I mean, it's just crazy. But anyway, yeah, she tried to grab my phone when I was taking a video. She kind of, I thought it was weird. She first said, go ahead, take your videos, take your pictures. And then she kind of snapped and then tried to grab away my phone, you know, saying that I can't take videos anymore. And then later, she takes her own video to try and get back at us or something. She muttered something on her butt. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like she was going to get you back or something. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, go ahead.
And you were also filming at a distance, which I thought was very wise of you. And there was a car between you and her car. Now, the first time, if I'm right in saying this, Chase, she came over and basically wailed her purse at you.
Yep.
Is that the first hit or is that the second hit?
Well, she tried to grab my phone, and then after I tried to get some identification, just with the license plate, I didn't come near a car or anything, I just tried to get some ID, she came at me with her purse, cursing, she yelled some kind of profanity, and smacked me in the shoulder.
Yeah, I also noticed that while she was decrying your Christianity, she was saying, oh my God, I was just trying to figure out her confusion. It was kind of bizarre. Let me roll you over into the next segment here, Chase, because there's more to come. Folks, article on WND.com. See, Constitution teacher gets violent. Wow. Crazy. I was wondering if she was maybe related to, like, Mike Tyson or something, but she was white. I don't know. Maybe it's Mike Tyson's wife. I don't know. But I noticed that when she blasted Chase, I thought, uh-oh, he's going to have a broken nose.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Sons of Liberty friends, 1-877-807-9977. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're talking with Chase, the street team leader of a branch of the ministry called youcanruninternational.com, who is attacked by a constitutional teacher that apparently doesn't know the Constitution of the United States. Article 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, I'm kind of curious to know, Chase, who was attacked by the constitutional teacher, who said there's lines between church and state, barring the government, friends, from what they're doing to you today or attempting to do to you today. This teacher just happened to believe the lie, and she's trying to stifle free speech. And she wants everybody to be tolerant with her views, but if you stand against her views, then you see the intolerance, and here comes the word totalitarianism. And how did that work out anyways? I mean, did you show her the Constitution? Did you actually read Article 1 of the Bill of Rights for her? Is that maybe why she got mad at you and decided to go ahead and put her hand right across the camera or belt you with her purse?
Yeah, well, I did have a Constitution on hand, and that's one of the funny parts is I had one literally right there. I was ready for her to show me. I mean, I was open. You know, I'm not shoving anything down anybody's throat. It's like, if you can show me in this book where it says that, then we'll talk. And even when she went inside, after she went inside to call the cops and stuff, she was in there for about 15 minutes.
Why did she call the cops, Chase?
Because apparently I was harassing her. I mean,
My understanding is this, is after she hits you not once but twice, the police came over to you and asked you if you wanted to press charges against her.
Yep, pretty much that's the way it went down. She sped off in her car after it was all over, and then she came back when the cops came to give her side of the story. I don't know what she said. She never approached us again, probably. I don't know why. It doesn't really matter. But then the cops came over and asked us if we wanted to press any charges. So we'll see how that ball game goes.
She didn't knock out like some of your teeth. You don't look like a professional hockey player or anything like that.
No broken bones, no lost teeth. I'm still rocking, still walking too, so that's good.
Hey, man, so it's also my understanding in the video there's others that came to your aid because they seen who the one that, or actually who was being hostile and who was actually doing the attacking. They came to your aid, is that true?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a guy walked up, and he just started talking to this lady saying, you really need to calm down. He didn't agree with us. He happened not to agree. But he still said that and set up for the fact that we had the right to free speech. We had the right to say what needed to be said and express our beliefs.
Isn't that interesting? Don't you find that interesting, Chase, that they don't agree with you, but they agree with the freedoms that they have, not knowing that the laws that you're magnifying are only there to ensure the freedoms that they have, but yet they don't agree with you?
Kind of crazy.
It's really pretty sense. Twisted, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, we love our freedoms, but we don't love them enough to fight for them, according to this mentality?
Right, or respect God who gave them to us in the first place.
Oh, well, if he's for us, then they're not against us, like Jesus said. So you had some people come to your aid, and so to say all of what we've said for the second segment and the third segment now, you are attacked by a constitutional teacher. Now, guys, not too many people actually have that or that little notch in their belt, but you do,
yeah.
Chase. How does that make you feel? I mean, are you proud of this or?
I don't know. Proud is a pretty, I don't know about the word proud, but it's definitely a badge of honor, I guess you could say, to a certain degree.
Well, you got national attention out of the deal, and I suppose this constitutional teacher didn't really expect for you. She probably thought you were just some little punk standing in front of a store that couldn't do anything about her harassing methods. But I suppose she could probably go online now and see herself all over the country, as a matter of fact, all over the world right now, for her attacking you, innocently standing there.
And I think that's probably why she reacted to the camera so violently, because she knew she was going to be held accountable one way or another. I mean, you can do things in, you do things in secret, and she tries to get away with things, but as soon as there's a camera there, it's all over. And, I mean, there's one other point I was going to add to all this. I'm trying to remember what I was going to say now.
That's not good to do on live radio,
no,
Chase.
No,
you're fired. We'll work things out.
No. What I was going to say is with our street teams, I mean, we get this kind of, I don't know, I hesitate to call it abuse, but it really is, whether verbal or physical sometimes. I mean, this happens all the time, not necessarily physical, but people yelling at us, screaming at us, kicking and trying to get us kicked out of places where we set up. I mean, this is a regular occurrence. It just happened this time where we got it on video. And it was a physical assault. So that's the only thing that really sets this apart. But if people would open up their eyes to see what kind of people are actually out there, I mean, I'm surprised she's never seen anything like that before with all the churches in town and all the...
Well, doesn't your opposition come from the professed church?
Yeah, a lot of the times.
Yes, it does.
Crazy part.
Of course.
And they're the first ones to stand up or to proclaim neutrality or tolerance or whatever, just to excuse themselves from their responsibility before God, which is... just insane. I mean, if people would just read the book that they claim to believe,
amen,
we would have a different world, that's for sure.
That would be for the constitutionalists, that would be for the conservatives, the Christians, the patriots. Absolutely. If we really believed in what is the rock that we're to stand upon, listen, Jesus said we're the ones that are not going to move. Let the waters come. Let the storms come. But we're going to stand the test of time because we're found in him. And again, Scripture says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But those that hear the word and do it not, when the waters come, when the floods come, when the storms come, hey, great is the devastation. And this is one ministry, my friends, that's just not going to move in the face of adversity, because we got God on our side and we have the law on our side. And because we know this, these people do not know how to respond. And the only way that they know how to respond is to call you names. They like to smack your face and they love to pull your hair. And then what they do is they have the audacity to call the cops and cry victim. And then when the facts are laid out on the table, the cop comes over to Chase, the street team leader of YouCanRunInternational.com, and says, would you like to press charges? Do you see how that works, friends? Do you see how that works? You win the day every day, and you win the day every time, because again, God is not a man that he should lie. He remains faithful, and he is faithful. So, well, hey, you know what, Chase? I high-five you. Again, when this first happened over the weekend, you had said, you know, what do you want us to do with this? Well, we got it out there. Now it's national news. So, friends, if you'd like to check out Sea Constitution, Teacher Gets Violent, and she does. The article's also on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check it out. Sea Constitution, Teacher Gets Violent. Thank you, Chase. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, hey, just take care of yourself, okay? I think you could probably go up to the sporting goods store and get some headgear. It might help you out,
yeah,
especially in Florida. It really does surprise me that you're getting that kind of opposition in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, some
crazy areas down here. That's sure.
Thanks again, bro. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Yep.
Folks, another highlight. Jake was talking to Pat Buchanan, was it a week and a half ago, and he did the interview out of North Carolina or South Carolina, one of the Carolinas, and Pat Buchanan brought up the fact that Thomas Jefferson was a deist, as if to suggest that God is there, but he doesn't interfere with the affairs of mankind. Well, let me ask you something, friends. Did you eat today? Did you put clothes on today? That's how near God is to us. The Bible says without the spirit, the body is dead. Are you alive today? Well, you can praise God for his mercy because the very fact that you exist and you're alive and you're breathing the air that you can't see, but it's still there, isn't it? Shows you that God is in all things. And in saying that, I want to revert back to Jefferson's Bible because this is one of the topics that Jake hit off with Pat Buchanan, and Pat really didn't know what he was talking about respectfully to the man that we respect, speaking of Pat Buchanan. But Jefferson Bible, my friends, many university professors purposely indoctrinate their students with the contrived myth that the Thomas Jefferson Bible was cut into pieces, sewed together the portions he agreed with and got rid of the rest. However, it must be noted that Thomas Jefferson, again, worked extensively for religious liberty under the umbrella of Christianity. At Jefferson's request, his headstone read, "Author, the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedoms." Jefferson helped found the Virginia Bible Society and was a substantial financial contributor. Just doesn't line up, does it? He had a long history of working with missionaries, Christian missionaries, might I add, specifically those bringing Christianity to the Native Americans. To that end, Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels, not excluding miracles, but taking out the redundancies. Okay, now I'm starting to figure this out. This was a shortened work titled by Thomas Jefferson, the President of the United States, number 3, as The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, not the Jefferson Bible, the way the revisionists would have you believe. The work was then reprinted and given to members of Congress upon taking office, a 50-year tradition that carried into the 20th century. It is filled with accounts of, listen carefully, miracles, raising the dead, healing lepers, multiplying food for thousands, heaven, hell, the resurrection, and the Son of God. In other words, friends, only those things that are reserved and given up respectfully to the Son of God, and only those things that he can actually bring forth by his power. That's what's in, not the Jefferson Bible, but the Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. Are you all with me on this? I'm glad. One more point before we take another break. James Wilson, the signer of the Constitution, the United States Supreme Court Justice, said, quote, "Human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of law, and that law which is divine." Divinity! There's that word. "Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends, and the such." This just isn't working out for those atheists, is it, friends? Or those Looney Tune teachers that attack our street team leaders. Check it out on Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio, constitutional teacher attacks our street teams. You got Bradley. Jake will be back with us, I think, tomorrow or Thursday, live from Petoskey, Michigan. 1-877-807-9977. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tomorrow, friends, what I'm going to talk about is, Mr. President, you reap what you sow. It is awesome church history. Napoleon Bonaparte said, "The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it." There is an anointing on that. Napoleon Bonaparte. "The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it." Just read Psalm 2, my friends. Wow, that's got some power behind it. You know, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. I love that. You ever wonder what happened to those that were martyred, like Jesus Christ? Whatever happened to Pontius Pilate and Herod? You ever wonder what happened to those that martyred John the Baptist? Or what about those that rejected the meek King of Glory? His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. History is pretty severe as to those that don't take heed to the Word of God. As a matter of fact, in the book of Proverbs, it talks about those that despise the Word will be destroyed. Well, it reminds me of Psalm 9:16. Well, the Lord said that he's known by the judgments that he executes, and then he said, "I will turn that nation into hell that forgets me." So I'll be talking about that tomorrow. Again, it'll be called, well, it is called, my friends, "Mr. President, You Reap What You Sow," and I'm going to give you some church history, and it's going to blow you away as to those that touched God's anointed, because rest assured, you've never heard this information that you're going to hear tomorrow on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time Zone. Friends, the last couple segments we've been talking with Chase, the street team leader for YouCanRunInternational.com, which is a branch of this ministry, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and how he was attacked by a constitutional teacher who doesn't know what the Constitution says. That's a word game. It's a word play. Sleight of hand. They say one thing and they do the opposite. When in fact she should be called the unconstitutional teacher, and she gets violent on one of our street team leaders. You can check that out on Sons of Liberty Radio, our Facebook. There's 57 comments already, my friends. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, 57 comments. And it's on the front page of World Net Daily, 57 comments. Okay. You know what's interesting is when I do tea parties, we're going to be in Florida coming up here in about a week and a half. We just got back from North Carolina, South Carolina. We've been to Maryland. We've been in California. We've been in Michigan. I think we've been out there five times now. I can stand corrected, but I know that we've been out there quite a bit. We've been all over the country doing tea parties. For those that didn't know, we've done 342 high schools in 22 different states, so we've been busy over the last 17 years fighting for our posterity, which, by the way, friends, if we don't sow into that generation, they're going to be there to curse us later on. We need to use a little common sense because, friends, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Somebody did it for you. So let's ensure the freedom that we have and we are partakers of today. Let's ensure that freedom for them because our forefathers did it for us. And forget it not. Again, 237 years later, here we are, friends. 237 years later. Because someone laid themselves down on the altar of sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we now possess. And guess what, friends? We still have the freedom to do the right thing. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. I think that's pretty awesome. Let's go back to the Constitution of the United States, the preamble. This is how it starts out, the United States Constitution. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, we have one constitution, not two, establish what? Justice, Psalm 51. Ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, our children, friends. We do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Amen. I love that. You got organizations out there like the American Civil Liberties Union. I already told you what the founder, Roger Baldwin, rightly said. The end of the ACLU is communism. And you have the American church running for them that are violating the laws of our Constitution. And furthermore, they know it. They know it. They capitulate. When they have the law on their side, it makes absolutely no sense. Unless, that is, of course, they're cowards. And when I read Scripture, I don't see anywhere where Jesus withdrew himself from the battle. No, I see where he went to the battle. That's all I see in scriptures is where God or men respond to God and God gives them the victory. Through trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Forget that not. And those that desire to live godly will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But here comes Paul and here comes David. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, I'd be hearing Smokey Norfo and he'd be singing, "Oh, the blood of Jesus." I'd have the black folks standing up saying, "Bradley, preach it down, brah." Mm-hmm. Yep. Am I in a black church right now?
Anybody here thankful for the blood of Jesus?
Oh, Smokey. Man, this guy keeps interrupting my radio show over the last week and a half, but it's okay, Smokey.
The blood of Jesus.
I'm glad someone is responding. I really am. Amen.
Over 2,010 years ago.
2010. Not 11 or 2009.
For your sins and my sins.
Amen.
Stand on your feet, throw your head back, and say, "Thank you for your blood."
Thank you for your blood.
You'd reach out to the high.
If you can't feel that, friends, you are dead.
Yes, mountain.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
we have a church up in here.
It flows. Mm-hmm.
Well, well. Okay. Smoke, you're going to have to take a break really quick. Let's get back to the lines between church and state and these atheist organizations like Freedom From Religion. It's like fish decrying the water that they live in. Fish free from water. Or birds free from the air that they breathe. How ridiculous. You know, if they're right about what they're saying, then why are they at war with God? Isn't that ridiculous? You know, I had a guy calling on one of our radio programs. This is about, I'm guessing about a year ago. Hey, Kerry, a year ago, you think? The atheist? Guy that doesn't believe in anything? Said, I don't believe that this is a Mosaic institution. I said, well, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? You don't have to believe in it, but what just happened? Your history, right? Yeah. But he called in and he said, hey, Bradley, I just don't believe that, you know, this is a Christian nation. I said, well, it matters not if you believe it or not. I said, Mr. Atheist, is it against the law to lie? He said, yes. I said, who told you that? I said, my father did, didn't he? Exodus 20. Yep. Thou shalt not steal. Yeah. Is it against the law to kill? Well, yeah, it is, said Mr. Atheist. I said, well, who told you that? I said, my daddy told you that. He may be God to the world, but he's father to me, friends. Amen. And I say that as a child of God, knowing who I am by the power and the witness of his Holy Ghost. Amen. Read 1 John. I said, well, who told you that it's against the law to kill? I said, my father told you that. Thou shalt not kill. And I said, is it against the law to lie? He said, yes, the atheist did. And I said, well, who told you that it was against the law to lie? Perjury, friends. I said, my father told you that. Friends, there's no argument. There's no arguments as to who we are and where we came from. We know where we came from. We need to spend more time honoring where we came from, the Father who gave us what we have today, rather than debating away who we are, because, again, the law is on our side. They have no point of reference to stand on anything, friends. Let me take you back to 1792, where Mr. Benjamin Franklin said that there was no such thing as an atheist or an infidel during the Revolution. Of course not, because there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. You have all these people trying to take away Christian crosses from over the heads of those that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution to give them the freedom. Not to take away their Christian heritage, but the freedom to do the right thing. And these people have the audacity, and the American people have the audacity to sit down and let them destroy what those men fought, bled, and died to give us? No, that's why we make reference to the Constitution. That's why we make reference to the Son of God always. You know, there used to be a book called the George Washington Farewell Address. Students used to have to read it all the way up until 1962 in this country. And in it, it said this: religion and morality are the essential pillar. Christian religion. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Friends, you don't know where you came from. You don't know where you're going. Read your founding documents. I tell you this all the time. Do consider supporting this ministry, friends, because we are out on the front lines always, 6 days a week, as you just heard from Chase, who got beat up by a teacher. I don't know if I should have said it that way, but I did. Folks, you got Bradley. Jake will be with us probably Thursday. I'm not sure about tomorrow, but we'll figure that out when we get to that bridge. But tomorrow, Mr. President, you reap what you sow. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we...
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.